Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting third. The third baseman, Jamie Quirk. Batting fourth. The catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Pete Lockhock. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Freddie Potek. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Dennis Leonard. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jerry Morales. Batting second. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Batting third. The DH, Steve Kemp. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jason Thompson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Champ Summers. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Al Green. Batting seventh. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Dan Petrie. And now, play ball. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Green. Wilson reaches second base with a double. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Wilson moves to third. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Wilson scores. One out. It's 1-0, Royals. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk hits a pop-up towards third. Brookins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter takes first base on ball four. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock hits a fly ball into left field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is called out on strikes. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Quirk fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cowens moves to second. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a fly ball into center field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cowens moves to third. Otis moves to second. One out. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek hits a fly ball into right field. Summers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cowens tags and scores. Otis tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-0, Royals. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Wilson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson strikes out. One out. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockhock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Summers for the out. Two outs. Al Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thompson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McRae for the out. One out. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 0 for 1 in the game. Quirk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards first. The ball bounces off Thompson, and towards Whitaker, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Quirk moves to second. Two outs. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0 for 1 in the game. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish strikes out. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Trammell moves to second. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 0 for 1 in the game. Morales hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Trammell scores. It's 2-1, Royals. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitaker takes first base on ball 4. Morales moves to second. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0 for 1 in the game. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockhock scoops it up and throws to first, with Leonard covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Tigers 1. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Petrie fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Otis takes first base on ball 4. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Otis. The throw from Parrish and he is safe. Otis steals second. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a fly ball into left field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 1 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 0 for 1 in the game. Summers hits a pop-up towards short. Potek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0 for 1 in the game. Green takes first base on ball 4. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Green. The throw from Porter and he is out, White applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Tigers 1. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Wilson strikes out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Brookins settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Brookins. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Quirk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 1 in the game. Parrish strikes out. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0 for 1 in the game. Brookins hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Trammell hits a fly ball towards center. Otis catches it and throws to first to double up Brookins. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Tigers 1. The Royals will come to bat. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Porter hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Royals. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0 for 2 in the game. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Otis takes first base on ball 4. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 2 in the game. White strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Morales hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Quirk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Whitaker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-2 in the game. Kemp hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jason Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-2 in the game. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockhock scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Thompson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Tigers 1. The Royals will come to bat. John Hiller now pitching. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Potek hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Green. Potek reaches second base with a double. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Wilson bunts towards first. Thompson scoops it up and throws to first, with Whitaker covering, for the out. Potek moves to third. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. McRae is called out on strikes. Two outs. George Scott pinch hits for Jamie Quirk. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Jerry Terrell now playing third base. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 0-for-2 in the game. Summers strikes out. One out. Al Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Green hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-2 in the game. Parrish strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Tigers 1. The Royals will come to bat. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Porter hits a fly ball into center field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0-for-3 in the game. Lockhock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Lockhock moves to second. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cowens takes first base on ball 4. Aurelio Lopez now pitching. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Otis hits a line drive into center field. Morales settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lockhock moves to third. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-3 in the game. White hits a fly ball into left field. Green settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brookins hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Porter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Morales is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morales is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Morales hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Tigers 1. The Royals will come to bat. Freddy Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Potek is called out on strikes. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Parrish and he is safe. Wilson steals second. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. McRae takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Whitaker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Raboski now pitching. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 0-for-3 in the game. Kemp hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Whitaker moves to second. Lynn Jones pinch hits for Jason Thompson. Lynn Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards third. Terrell fields it and throws to second for the out. Whitaker moves to third. One out. Dan Quisenberry now pitching. John Wackenfuss pinch hits for Champ Summers. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wackenfuss hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Quisenberry, and towards Potek, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Whitaker scores. Jones moves to second. Two outs. It's 3-2, Royals. Al Green is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Green is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Green is walked intentionally. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-3 in the game. Parrish strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 3, and Detroit Tigers, 2. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.